This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 10 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across the region. In Jerusalem, the sky is clear, providing a pleasant night. Tel Aviv is enjoying a light breeze, while Haifa remains calm and cool as night falls. Our listeners can expect a comfortable night ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, new satellite images reveal Iran is trying to restore its nuclear facilities. That's according to a Walla report from earlier this hour. Also, a report from Israel Hayom indicates Iran has begun to restore damaged nuclear facilities. This comes as new satellite images show activity at sites linked to the nuclear program. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF killed three Hamas commanders in Gaza airstrikes earlier today, including an October 7th invader. Separately, Iran warns Israel of retaliation. As Ynet reports, diplomacy struggles to prevent renewed fighting, with Qatar leading mediation efforts. And finally, the U.S. sanctions a Dubai financier tied to Khamenei and the Iranian exchange network. This story from JNS comes in the past hour. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that inflation in Iran is hitting low-income households hardest, with annual rates exceeding 10% for many. Al Arabiya English shared that international peace negotiator Nomi Baryakov warns the ongoing tit-for-tat conflicts could spiral dangerously. Social commentator Samantha Ettis posted that a Pew survey suggests 44% of American Muslims express sympathy for Hamas, sparking discussions on public opinion and demographics. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's nuclear developments. CNN's visual investigation shows new activity at several nuclear and missile sites in Iran. This raises concerns over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. The international community watches closely, as these developments may affect diplomatic relations and regional stability. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Israeli Defense Forces airstrikes resulted in the death of three Hamas commanders. This follows Israel's pledge to deploy international peacekeepers. However, the U.S. faces challenges in sending even a small contingent. The strikes underscore ongoing tensions and the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Iran's threat of retaliation against Israel looms as diplomatic channels struggle. Ynet notes that Qatar is leading mediation attempts seeking to quell potential conflict between the U.S. and Iran. This situation could impact regional alliances and security arrangements. On the economic front, first, Exodigo, an Israeli AI startup, has acquired U.S. engineering firm VNA. The deal, estimated at $25 to $30 million, aims to expand Exodigo's capabilities in Southern California. Separately, Bank Hapoalim launches a unique platform for children aged 8 and up. The platform, available through the bank's app, allows parents to manage junior accounts easily. And finally, Israel's fiscal deficit narrows as tax revenues rise. According to Globes, the deficit fell to 3.3% of GDP by June 2026, offering a positive outlook for the country's fiscal health. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.